This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to South Africa today to attend the G20 summit in Johannesburg. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister will also attend India-Brazil-South Africa leaders' meeting. Mr. Modi will also hold bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Our correspondent has the details.
At the summit, Prime Minister Modi will put forward India's perspective on the G20 agenda. The Prime Minister is expected to speak in all the three sessions of the summit. On the sideline of G20 summit, the Prime Minister will attend India-Brazil-South Africa leaders' meeting and also hold bilateral talks with several world leaders. India's High Commissioner to South Africa, Prabhat Kumar, said the Prime Minister's visit is a significant opportunity not only for the G20 but also further strengthening bilateral relations.
It's a great opportunity to not only for the G20 but also for bilateral relations. The coming of Prime Minister to South Africa, and this is the culmination of 20 years of one round of the G20. So this is an excellent opportunity for us, for India, and people are looking forward for Prime Minister coming here.
Excitement is also building within the Indian diaspora in Johannesburg. Ms. Avanti, who has been living in the city for the past 10 years, expressed her enthusiasm about Prime Minister Modi's visit.
We are very excited to welcome him. I was fortunate to meet him 2 years back when he was here, and he has an aura. Like when you meet him, like, you know, he'll greet everyone with the same respect, and I was fortunate to like shake my hand with him, and I'm looking forward to welcoming again with the same excitement.
With the first G20 summit taking place on African soil, India's participation underlines its continued commitment to the Global South and its partnership across the African continent. Asanyu, Akashvani News, Johannesburg.
India and Israel signed terms of reference for the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, between the two countries in Tel Aviv. The terms of reference were signed by Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and Israel's Economy and Industry Minister Nir Barkat. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal said that both countries had agreed to begin work on a comprehensive FTA, a move aimed at reshaping bilateral trade and investment.
Israel and India have decided to enter into negotiations for a free trade agreement soon after having executed a bilateral investment treaty. And collectively, the bilateral investment treaty and the free trade agreement will open the doors to greater market access, flow of capital, investments and trade, both in goods and services.
India has warned against unilateral trade restrictive climate measures, stressing that they undermine equity and justice. Speaking at the third annual high-level ministerial roundtable on just transition during COP30 at Belém in Brazil, Union Minister for Environment Bhupendra Yadav called for stronger international cooperation and multilateralism. The Punjab police has busted a Pakistan's ISI-backed terror module in Ludhiana following an exchange of fire in which two accused were injured. One of the accused was critically injured in exchange of fire with police yesterday. Ludhiana Police Commissioner Swapan Sharma said the two had opened fire when they were intercepted. Two grenades and five sophisticated pistols were among the items seized from them. According to police, the duo was tasked with throwing grenades at designated places to cause unrest. Indian Panorama will open today at the International Film Festival of India in Goa with the screening of two films. Rajkumar Periasamy directed Tamil movie Amaran will be the opening film of the feature film section, while Hindi film Kakori, directed by Kamlesh Mishra, will be the opening film of the non-feature category. Indian Panorama section will showcase a total of 25 feature films and 20 non-feature films, which include 5 debut features and 5 web series competing for awards. India concluded their debut campaign at the World Boxing Cup Finals 2025 with a stunning haul of 9 gold medals on the final day in Greater Noida, Uttar Pradesh. Indian women boxers Jasmine Lamboria, Nikhat Zareen, Parveen Huda, Preeti Pawar, Meenakshi Huda and Nupur Shiran delivered a golden sweep with 7 gold medals in the tournament yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.